Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra, or Narragansett Bay Symphony Orchestra, I guess. Either way, community is an important part of it, and we will talk about that. Benjamin Vickers is back, the director. Welcome back, Benjamin. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be back.
Nice to see you again. And, of course, Susan Weithler is here. She is the corresponding secretary, PR person. Welcome back, Susan.
Glad to be here too, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you both here. It's a wonderful time of year, as they say. And we're kicking off our December now with this show. And on the station for a couple days now, we've been playing an occasional piece of holiday music and so forth. It'll get more and more as the days grow into December. And that's one of the reasons you're here, is because you have a concert coming up next week, December 10th. And Susan, why don't you tell us a little bit about the concert, and then I want to get into some other things, just so right at the top of the show people know where to go.
Well, this concert is being held at St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church in Narragansett, and it's a beautiful, beautiful setting, very serene. And the orchestra will be playing three beautiful pieces. And the first one is the Respighi Ancient Airs and Dances Suite Number 1, and then Johann Sebastian Bach's Keyboard Concerto Number 1 in D minor, with a wonderful Cheryl Cassola playing the piano. And then we're finishing with Mozart's Symphony Number 40 in G minor. And the concert is free.
Oh, you don't have to be rich.
No, it's a gift to the community, and we just ask that you bring a non-perishable food to help with
the food pantry there.
For St. Peter's food pantry.
Excellent. True. So that's what we know, the time and place. And
it's at 3 o'clock.
We will get to more details about that. And I want to go back to Benjamin and just back up a little bit. Let's just give everybody a quick synopsis of the size and of the orchestra. Is this a 20 piece band? What is it?
Well, it's interesting you ask that. It is a full size symphony orchestra at this point. I think we have a complement of about 50 string players, and all of the winds and brass and percussion that we should have. We've grown every single season. And to the point that we now have 12 first violins, 12 second violins, eight violas, and so on. I mean, all the numbers that you should have. So that's about.
That must be a tribute to a great music director.
Well, I don't know. I think it's more than that. I think that helps. I think that we also have a very committed board, and especially Bruce Goldstein, our president, who's very active in recruiting and the process of auditioning new players. Mm-hmm. That there's been a push over the last few years, and certainly not to take away from it, certainly it does help that that the concerts have been well attended and are getting better and better each season, and that the orchestra's growing, and that attracts people to want to join. So that it is kind of a synergy that is working that way. This concert, we don't use the whole orchestra because, as you said, it's December. It's very busy. A lot of the musicians are involved playing
in other places,
some of the holiday music and stuff like that. And so we deliberately, because it also suits the size of the church quite well, just do a concert featuring a smaller orchestra this year. These works that Susan mentioned are all works for a slightly smaller than full-size orchestra, chamber orchestra, if you will.
Right. Now, the big concert that you had just a little over a month ago at McVinnie Auditorium in downtown Providence on the 29th, I think, was very successful. You had a lot of people there.
Yes, we did. We had, I think, the largest audience we've had, or just about tied with the largest audience we've had, which is great for our first concert. That was at McVinney Auditorium, as you said, which is a place where we've been very happy to play in. It feels like a home. It has a... if you don't know, it's been newly renovated and is open and has a great stage that can fit the orchestra, which has been getting bigger and bigger, and seats enough people, and has enough space for us to grow, which is great. And you can, you know, everyone can be heard and seen very well in there. So we really like it there.
The creature comforts are very, very nice. As a patron, you have free parking available, which is unusual for downtown Providence, but there's parking all around the cathedral complex there. McVinney Auditorium is right in the middle of the cathedral plaza, if you will. And it seats several hundred people, and they're all stadium seating, not a bad seat in the house. It is beautifully redone, and the people there are fun to work with. I was had the privilege of going in there in September for a concert that I produced, and it's a great spot. So look forward to you going back there in March. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I just want to get about some of the people that were involved with this last show. On October 29th, I understand there was a Kevin Owen there that you wanted to mention.
Kevin Owen is a great horn player, one of the very best in New England. He is the principal horn of the Rhode Island Philharmonic. He plays very often. He's a regular member of the Boston Philharmonic. He's usually the principal horn of the Boston Philharmonic as well, and he subs very often with the BSO. And so I know him just from running into him all kinds of different places around the Boston music scene and around this area playing. And we were just on the street, I think it was Huntington Avenue, one day outside of Symphony Hall with NEC right there. And I hadn't seen him in a while, and we just struck up a conversation about, well, we should really have you play concerto with us. And we were, you know, it was about a year and a half before we did it, but we figured out a date because he's very busy and we only have four concerts, so we figured this out. And it was something I'd looked forward to for a long time, and I think he of course played wonderfully, but I think he also lifted the orchestra up with him because he makes it look so easy, and he's such an easygoing, fun person, and was such a delight to play with that I think the orchestra really grew from the experience of having somebody like that around.
That's wonderful. And, you know, one of the things that I see in the notes about your organization is that it's of the community and for the community. Now, that's kind of a byline. What does that mean to the general public? That you really just want to reach out and bring art to the people?
Yes, that's part of it. I think we definitely have always had accessibility as a goal, you know, making concerts free or low in cost whenever we can. Also just making sure we are doing concerts around the state. You know, this one will be in Narragansett, but we've played all kinds of parts of the state, so we're trying to get to people where they are. And also the community members comprise the orchestra, so it's community in that sense as well. And we try to be, we have open rehearsals. Anybody who would like to can drop by for rehearsals. That's no problem. If you want to come watch a rehearsal, just let us know. We can, you know, that kind of thing. We just like to be very down to earth. And
great. Susan, where are the rehearsals? Where normally do you rehearse?
We rehearse at the Carter Music Center in East Providence. At the Music School. Mm-hmm. It's part of the Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School. And we rehearse there on Monday evenings from 7 until 9:30. And it's a wonderful place to rehearse. It's really the musical hubbub of Rhode Island.
So I'm very musical. I could show up on a Monday night, bring my triangle, and maybe join.
Let's if we talk about it first and find some places where that would work, I think we'd all be open to that.
All right.
I think we could have used you in one piece. While back we needed a triangle.
I can only do one note per song though.
Right.
Just one tap.
We'll find the right place for it, and then you can do it. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, let's get to some music that you brought with you. Tell us what this first piece is going to be.
This is the piece which Kevin Owen played with us, the first horn concerto by Richard Strauss, which Strauss wrote when he was very young. Strauss's father was the great horn player Franz Strauss, who played lots of Wagner's music for Wagner, that kind of thing. So was a very, very formidably skilled horn player and a great musician who kind of dominated his son's whole career. The Richard Strauss's horn parts and all of the tone poems and operas are very, very difficult and famously so. And that's already showing up in this concerto. The concerto is early Strauss, very early, so it's a lot like Schumann, Mendelssohn, that kind of sound world, but certainly with a very demanding horn part, which horn players all over the world learn, and it's one of their major concert pieces. So this is Kevin playing as much of it as we have time for. I think probably the second and third movements of the concerto. It's written all in one long movement, so it doesn't break down nicely into movements, but we can play that much of it. And this recording was made by Susan's husband Saul, who is Saul Werthaler, who is principal bassoonist of the orchestra and is a great recording engineer for us.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll listen to that now, at least a portion, as Benjamin said, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. The
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra. And Benjamin and Susan are here, and we're talking about all the events that have taken place and are going to take place, and a free gift coming up to the community next week. And that's going to be your concert, your holiday concert. Tickets are free. We just ask you to bring some food with you for the food pantry down at St. Peter's by the Sea in Narragansett. And Susan, date and time one more time for us.
Sunday, December 10th, 3 p.m. at St. Peter's by the Sea. I think it's on Center Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if they'd like to get more information, there is information on your website,
yes,
correct?
Yes, you can go to www.nabsco.org, nabsco.org, and there's a lot of information on our website.
And they can call you anytime, 24 hours a day.
Oh, just 24 hours a day. Just leave me a message. But, you know, take time out of this really busy, hectic season to come down to St. Peter's. It is so serene and beautiful, and you will hear some sensational music. So give yourself a gift. Give your soul a gift.
That's a great idea. And support a great community group. Well, Benjamin, let's talk a little bit about the program, Ancient Airs.
Yes, the Respighi piece, Ancient Airs and Dances, by Alderino Respighi, who's a 20th century composer from Italy, who a little bit oddly wrote primarily instrumental pieces, not opera. He did write some opera, but, you know, the great tradition in Italy is not symphonic music or instrumental music, it's opera.
Right.
So that's a little bit unique. Respighi was... I guess something can't be a little bit unique, but anyway, it has to be unique or not.
Is that an oxymoron?
Yeah, it's one of those literary things. Yeah, but the Ancient Airs and Dances, at any rate, Respighi was a very good violinist and violist, as well as being a great composer and a conductor. He was also one of the first musicologists, kind of in the modern sense of the word. He studied much older music, of which there is so much in Italy, but he knew and got to know very well medieval and Renaissance Italian music, and did some of these, the first presentations of them, sort of orchestrated, and he studied orchestration. I read this recently, I didn't know it before, when he played in Russia, in St. Petersburg, before the Revolution, in the early part, very early part of the 20th century, the St. Petersburg Opera had an Italian season when they did Italian opera, and he went to play as the principal violist, I think. And while he was there, he studied orchestration with Rimsky-Korsakov, and you can hear that in his music a little bit in the Ancient Airs and Dances. There are a couple of touches that are Russian orchestration touches, but you definitely hear them in the three big Respighi pieces, the Pines of Rome, Fountains of Rome, and Roman Festivals. That has Rimsky-Korsakov's imprint all over it. It's very interesting how he learned to use color. But he took pieces by two known Italian composers, and some are still, I think the composer's not known, but arranged them so that they're in a suite of four dances.
Mm-hmm.
And for a small orchestra, which includes harpsichord and harp and only one trumpet, which is kind of a toy trumpet thing again, like the Pines of Rome, and just otherwise a modern orchestra. And it sounds, what you get, and I think maybe why we thought of the piece, is that you get a little bit something like the holiday music. Without it having anything to do with the holidays.
Right. There's no jingle bells in it.
No jingle bells.
Right.
But it's kind of ancient. It's just what it sounds like. It's old music made new through the symphony orchestra, through that kind of chamber orchestra lens. But these are very popular pieces, and I think it's a good starting place for the concert.
Excellent. All right. Also included in that will be some Mozart, and I think that's what we're going to go to now, right?
A piece of
Mozart?
Right. We'll do a concerto, which we'll talk about later on which Susan mentioned already, actually, the Bach harpsichord concerto with Cheryl Cosola. She's going to play it on piano, as is often done when the orchestra's bigger. And then we will play, after the intermission that there will be, the Mozart Symphony No. 40 in G minor. That's our first Mozart symphony since I've been here, at least. And that's we've learned a lot from working on that piece. It's a sort of dark, stormy one for Mozart. It is a personal statement from him. It's not an occasion piece. It's not, it is written with a set of the last three symphonies to be performed in public, but it's not like an occasion piece for the local duke or the local, local court, that kind of thing. I think it is one of the first, really romantic, It's kind of like romantic era music ahead of its time by a few decades, because it's a very, I've always felt it as a very personal statement of the torment of Mozart's last years. When he goes to this key of G minor, he really does mean that. All the G minor works are very, very personal for him. And what we'll hear now is the first movement of the piece. I've just described it in very are abstract terms, but everyone knows these melodies that are in the Mozart Symphony No. 40. You've heard them definitely.
All right, well, let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are having a very pleasant evening kicking off our holiday season with the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra. Benjamin and Susan have been giving us lots of details about it. I'm going to go back to Susan and one more time ask about the particulars for the concert coming up next week.
All right. The concert will be Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. at St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church, and that's 72 Central Street in Narragansett. And if you would like more information, please visit our website, which is nabsco.org, or you could call 401-274-4578. But this is a gift to the community. It's a free concert, but we ask that you bring non-perishable goods for the St. Peter's food pantry.
Excellent.
So we hope to see you there.
It'll be a wonderful event, and we hope you all get out and support this group. And they're giving free concerts, so you get back a little bit and bring some food to the food pantry at St. Peter's. And now, Benjamin, let's get to our last piece of music for the evening here. And this is always an interesting instrument to me. I'm a big fan of you know, pianos today and grand pianos. People have a certain image of them. And then before that, back in the mid-1800s, it was kind of like a square box kind of piano. And then before that was this thing called a harpsichord.
Right. This goes back to Bach's time and long before with keyboard instruments. Before we get into that, I just quickly want to say this concert will be a beautiful event at St. Peter's by the Sea. We've always had a wonderful time playing there, and it's a wonderful community event. I also want to just talk quickly about McVinnie and the fact that we're going back there, McVinnie Auditorium, for a concert on March 4th, which will be an afternoon of opera. That's going to be just a lot of things from all kinds of different operas, different times, different time periods, different languages. Too numerous to mention right now, but I just wanted to definitely give a shout out to the staff at McVinnie Auditorium for being wonderful to us as we've been there. They've really bent over backward to make sure that we have a good, you know, that we have everything we need there, and that the audience has had a wonderful time at the concert. So we're thank them for making the September, or the October concert such a success, and we look forward to going back there. And I mean, now I can definitely talk about the Bach concerto that we're going to play on December 10th with Cheryl Casola. First of all, Cheryl is the director of music at St. Peter's by the Sea Church. She is a pianist and also a great organist. We played with her last year, the Poulenc Concerto for Organ, Strings, and Timpani. She did a wonderful job. And we went back to her and asked, would you like to play something again? It's such a natural fit because she's the music director there. And she said, yes, but could I play piano this time? And could we do Bach? And it's perfect. It's really beautiful in the church. She's playing the piece on a piano, modern piano. Bach wrote it as a harpsichord concerto originally, as you said, mentioning the harpsichord, and that's a very different instrument where the strings are plucked. It's played by keys the same way, but there's a little thing that plucks the string, and it doesn't. There's not much dynamic range possible. There is some, but not like a piano. And it has a very different sound. I'm sure everyone's heard it. And Bach wrote it probably as chamber music to be accompanied just by a string quartet and a single double bassist. As the time went forward, this is one of the first. There was a big revival of Bach's music at some point in the 1800s, and Felix Mendelssohn, when he was music director in Leipzig, found a lot of Bach's music and reintroduced it to the public. This is one work which he did, which was given in concerts, and people in the 19th century just played it on piano as the piano developed, and particularly to be featured in orchestra concerts where the string section is very much enlarged. It just works better. And so that's how this now. Of course, everything is purist, and people and we go back to the harpsichord, and we go back to the string types of string instruments Bach would have used, and all of that. But there's a long history of the piece being played as a piano concerto too. Hence the confusion in the name. You'll see harpsichord concerto in D minor. You'll see piano concerto in D minor. You'll see keyboard concerto in D minor, all referring to the same work. But that's some of the reason why.
Well, there you go. All right. Yes. Well, we're going to have an opportunity to listen to that. And I want to thank you both for coming in today, taking time out of the busy holiday season. Come and share your thoughts with WCRI. And we'll look forward to having you back in the spring and talk about that opera concert that's too busy to talk about right now.
Yes. Thank right. you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to everyone. And we'll listen to this and see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.